episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris, and this is a podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings to help you to relax and fall asleep. This is a special batch episode, which means I have taken the same section from several older episodes and have bundled them together into this episode. And this batch episode, which you are listening to right now, is going to be all meta chats. I hope you enjoy them. Meta chat. So, this is where I'll chat about something do this podcast. Like, if you email me what you think about that quote, I chat about that in the meta chat section. So meta is M-E-T-A, and I should have looked it up to make sure, but anyway, this is how I think of what this word means. Is it's something that refers back to itself. That's how I apply it, and that's how I understand it. But maybe that's not the best definition. So these may be bad examples because I made these up. I didn't go to meta.com and confirm that these are good examples, but the first thing that came to my mind as an example of something meta is a t-shirt that refers to itself. Like, my parents went to Disney and all they got me was this stupid t-shirt. I think that's meta. Or a TV show about making TV shows. Or a podcast about making podcasts. I don't know, I think those are meta. Anyway, so this will be the meta chat section. And because feedback will be included in this section, you may need my email. So you can email me at sleepwhispers@gmail.com. And there's also a contact page on my website, which is sleepwhispers.com. So it's all just the same name as the podcast, sleepwhispers@gmail.com, and then sleepwhispers.com. I made it simple. Alright, so things I talk about in the meta chat are email from you. So any questions, feedback, thoughts that you have, I'll share here, including suggestions for improvement. If you have any ideas, let me know. I'd also talk about updates to the podcast, like if I change the structure. So say it turns out that no one likes the curious quote, then I might announce we're done with the curious quote. Or if someone suggests a new section. Then I might announce, hey, we have a new section. I also might share any changes to the website. But right now, there's nothing on the website. Because I haven't put out this podcast yet. So, I don't know. You can let me know what you want to see on the website. Because, at minimum, it's just going to be these podcasts. Other stuff for the Meta Jazz section will be, could be, well, will be, because I'm going to do one today, is behind the scenes. So maybe it's funny stuff that happened while I was recording. I don't know. I really don't know what funny stuff was going to happen. Probably none. But oh, the other thing is, I don't know why I forgot the other thing, because it's what I'm going to talk about today, but equipment I use. So in case you're curious about any of the equipment, I'll just share some tidbits in the Meta Jam. Oh, and of course your ideas. So, anything you want to know, or you want me to chat about, that has to do with the podcast, I can chat about, or, well, just anything. Alright, so today's, or tonight, I keep saying today, which is funny because it is 9 p.m. at night right now, so, should be appropriate for me to say tonight to me, even if I wasn't thinking that it's probably night for you. Alright. So the meta chat topic for tonight is, or are, my microphones. So to let you know, because I don't think you can tell yet, because I haven't really done anything, but I'm using two microphones. So, this is, I don't know if you can tell, but if you have headphones on, you should be able to tell that I'm talking a bit more towards the right microphone right now. And now I'm talking more towards the left microphone. So I haven't really made great use of them so far. I think because this is my first whisper session, and I'm nervous, and I really don't know what I'm doing. I don't have a system down yet, and I don't like systems, so I have to have a system down as to how much do I go from my right microphone to my left microphone. So you can let me know how that sounds and if it's something I should do more of, or if you find you don't like it and you like it just when I talk between them. So again, let me know so I know what works best for you. I haven't given you any information about my microphones, besides that there's two of them. They are Rode microphones, R-O-D-E, and they are Rode NT1A. They are marketed as the world's quietest studio or home studio microphone. I don't have the box, but it's one of those two things. They are very quiet, and what that means is that they don't produce a lot of noise, like internal noise. So all microphones have some internal noise that they create. And for most people that record, they don't really need to worry so much about that. But if you're whispering, then you need a very sensitive microphone that can pick up very subtle sounds. And you have to turn up the volume on your output so much that you can hear the noise that's created by the microphone itself. Anyway, these two microphones are pretty quiet, so that helps. Of course, that doesn't matter. If I was in a noisy environment, so when you have a quiet environment and a quiet microphone, then the recording tends to be pretty clean. Alright. Well, if you have any questions about my microphones, and you want me to chat more about them, you just let me know. If there's any other my equipment you're curious about, you can ask, or I may just end up telling you at some point anyway. All depends. Okay. I'm trying to not ramble too much, especially for this first one. So that is the meta chat section. So tonight is going to be, because it's mostly about behind the scenes stuff, and then that new share your feedback thing. Alright, so one aspect of this meta chat, or topic for the meta chat, is about my first whisper recording from last episode. So I've submitted it to iTunes, and you may have seen it there. So they approved it in 2 days, so that was pretty good. And I also submitted it to Stitcher and TuneIn Radio. TuneIn Radio just approved it, so that took 6 days. And it turns out Stitcher is the slowest. I still haven't heard from them. My good thoughts about the first episode is that my voice did not hurt at all from whispering. So that was something I was worried about. Because of what the Wikipedia article said, that whispering can be really tough on your vocal cords. And then also what Whispering Life said in her videos, when she whispered in her videos, and she only whispered for like 5-10 minutes. She said she had problems with her voice. So my sessions have been longer, and I don't have any whisper training, if that exists, whisper training. The only thing that I find difficult with the whispering is pacing my breathing. So, because I feel like I'm pushing air in and out in little bits, that I feel like I need to pause and take a deep breath, because I'm taking a lot of shallow breaths. But that's the only thing I feel, and that's just while I whisper. The bad thing from my first episode is that I laughed during the fade out. I mean, it was funny, of course, to me at the time, but it was also frustrating even at the time, because the fade out really, I want the fade out to be helpful to you, to help you to fall asleep. So if I end up having a laughing fit or stifling my laughter in the middle of it, then that's going to be disruptive to you trying to fall asleep. So I'm sorry about that. And I'm going to try hard to not do that again, because it just defeats the purpose of the fade out. And then I had an observation. When I listened to my first episode, and I was listening to the part where I was reading, like whisper reading, the Wikipedia article, like I thought that was, I mean, it was relaxing a little bit. But then when I switched over, and I don't know if you remember, but I was whisper reading the Wikipedia article, and then there was a link I went to, and there was another article that I didn't really whisper read it. I would read it, and then I summarized it, or whisper summarized it, back to you, and I really liked that. Like when I heard it, when I heard myself doing that, I thought the, like, hearing me just be quiet for a little bit, read on my own, and then summarize it, was more relaxing than just whisper reading nonstop. Let me know if you thought that also. There was something else. Oh yeah. Related to the whispering. So that Wikipedia article mentioned, how'd they say it? They said, oh, voice recognition can't recognize. I'm sure they didn't word it that poorly, but voice recognition doesn't work with whispering. So I decided to give it a try to Siri. I asked Siri several questions in a whisper to see if she could understand me. So I can't remember what the first question I asked her, but she didn't recognize it at all. Like, she just didn't. I can't remember what her automated reply is, but she has some automated reply for when she doesn't understand it. So I'm like, I did not catch that. So my first question I asked her was just probably too rambly. So I figured, well, let me ask her a very simple, straightforward and short question. So then I asked her, I said, what time is it? And she gave me the correct time. So I was like, well, that seems to work. So I was confused, because according to that article, the voice recognition shouldn't have understood my whispering. So I tried some other questions, expecting her to get them all right. And so the next question I asked her is, what is today's date? And she gave me the time again. So that didn't work. So then I asked her, where is Boston? And she responded by playing a song. She said, playing Loose Lips by The Las Vegas. And all of a sudden, this song that I'd never heard of before, by a band I'd never heard of before, started playing. And so the question I'd asked her was, where is Boston? and she thought I told her to play the song Loose Lips by the band The Last Vegas. None of that sounds like the word Boston. So then I asked her, who won the Super Bowl in 2015? And she didn't understand that question at all, so she didn't have any response to that. So I thought, well, that was too long of a whisper question. So then I asked her, or I gave her a two-word command. I said, play Elvis. She started calling someone from my contact list whose name does not look or sound like Elvis, and I was goofing around with Siri and whispering at like midnight, because obviously I'm not good at falling asleep. And so all of a sudden my phone started calling someone on my contact list. I'm not going to say their name, but their name was not anything like Elvis, and I didn't say call Elvis, I said play Elvis. So I was trying to hang up my phone as fast as possible, because this was someone it would not make any sense for me to be calling them at midnight, let alone really ever. So I hope that the call never registered on their end. I think I hung it up in time. So anyway, let me know if you do some whispering to a voice recognition system, if it understands you. So the last part in this meta chat, the last thing that I wanted to talk to you about was this new feedback method I have. So if you're like me and you have concerns about sharing your email with people because you don't know what they're going to do with it, then I agree with you, and I feel that way also. So for me to say, hey, send me your feedback by email, you don't know what I'm going to do with your email address, and so that may not be the best method for you, because I agree, it wouldn't be the best method for me. So I tried to think up a new way at which you could submit your feedback. I am very interested in your feedback and your thoughts and your questions and your ideas. So, here's what I came up with. If you look in the show notes, it's the description area of each podcast episode. So if you're on a mobile device right now, and you look in the episode description or episode summary area, there should be a link in there that says click here to comment. And when you click that, you can submit your feedback without sharing or revealing your email address. So it directly links to the website, to the comment area for that episode. You can still enter your email address if you want. That's up to you, but you don't have to. I think, there's a space in there where it says you can enter your website. You don't have to do that. I mean, if you want to enter your website, you can. Oh, and if you do put your email address in there, it doesn't display to anyone else besides me. You can use a fake name or, your real name. That's up to you. So I think the whole key thing about this feedback system is you can use a fake name and you don't have to share your email address. And you can also, like while you're listening, if you have a thought you want to share about the quote, then you can just tap that link while you're listening to the podcast episode, and you can actually share your comments while you're listening, or you can share them after you're listening, or you can share them anytime, meaning several times. So you might have a thought during the curious quote. Well, send a comment, and then you have a thought during the meta chat. You can just tap that same link again. So it's not like a survey, where surveys only let you submit like one piece of feedback. No, you can, anytime you have a thought during an episode, just tap that, click here to comment, and share your thoughts. I think when you click that, you can even read and reply to other listener comments. So I think that's also a lot more interesting than just sending me an email. So now you can still send me your message, but you can also read and reply to what other listeners are sending in. Which, if you're supposed to be going to sleep, is probably not a good thing. It's like the insomnia community. What else? I thought there was some other stuff. So if you do decide to put in your email address, I already told you it won't be shown to others or shared with others. But if you do, then if someone else replies to your comment, then you get notified. So that's up to you. That's just another option that you can do. It's just another option that, again, is better than a simple email system. Because now you can interact with other listeners and you can be notified when anyone makes a comment on your comment. Alright. There may be some ways that you are listening to this podcast and for some reason there's no link in the show notes, or you can't find the show notes, or you can't find the episode description, and you don't see what I'm talking about. I don't know. It just depends how you're listening to this podcast. So if you can't find that, just go to sleepwhispers.com, and that same link is on the episode post. So it's the same exact thing. I just create this easy link directly from the podcast episode that you can tap on your podcatcher, or you can just open up any browser, go to sleepwhispers.com, go to the episode you're listening to, and then you'll see below it the click here to comment, and it does the same exact thing. Alright, that's it for tonight's meta chat. Now on to the meta chat. This is where I chat about something to do with the podcast, like feedback from you, updates from me, or other stuff. Tonight is going to be just a basic question about my last fade out that I'm going to share my first emails and comments. I'm curious to know which reading style that you preferred. For the two styles I did in the last Whisperpedia reading, I read the first part in a non-stop style, just a continuous reading, and then I did the rest where I read it silently, and then I summarized it. So I'm curious to know which way you preferred. So if you could let me know, then I'll know which way to do it when I do more readings in the future. So do you like the continuous whisper reading? Or do you like the when I read it silently and then summarize it? So just let me know. Alright, I've received my first emails and comments, and so I'm gonna share them with you and thank the people that shared some feedback, because it's very helpful. And one of the feedback that I'll mention soon mentioned they like the left to right whispering, so I'm gonna read the feedback as into each microphone. So here is the very first email I received, and thank you, David. It was very exciting when I saw my first email pop up, and here's what David shared. Finally, found your website. Just want to say, I really liked the first episode of your podcast. I've used it a couple times this week since I first downloaded it to help me sleep. I especially like that it is long. An hour is right in the sweet spot. I hope to hear more episodes. Oh, and by the way, I agree about the whispering fish. Funny. So that was good to know from David that he likes the fact that it's an hour long, because I never really made a decision as to how long I was going to make each episode. They've just happened to be a little over an hour each so far, and maybe they would have ended up being shorter without knowing that, you know, at least one person likes that they're an hour long. So I'm gonna work, not work at it, but my goal is to make each episode at least an hour. And thank you to Eric for also sending an email. This is what Eric shared. I love the new podcast. The format is great, and I can't wait for more episodes. You definitely have a fan here. Oh, thanks, Eric. What was helpful about your feedback is knowing you like the format. The format was something I did put a lot of thought into, because I did want a certain structure to it. And I wanted it to be a blend of interesting and helpful sounds like that format is working for you. So that's great to hear. Thank you. And I received a comment to episode 1 from Rose. And here is Rose's comment. Love the variation in left to right whispering. Binaural sounds are a huge trigger for me, and I think for the ASMR community as a whole. Note the amount of ear-to-ear whispering videos on YouTube. Rose, your feedback was very encouraging because I've mostly forgotten to kind of do the left to right whispering. And so I think if I'd gotten your feedback, if I hadn't gotten your feedback, I probably wouldn't be doing this left to right whispering right now. So it's something that I'm going to try to remember and incorporate and do more in the podcast in the future. The fade out for today is going to have lots of left to right whispering. So I hope you enjoy that, Rose. And I received a comment on episode 2 from Jack. And Jack said, great podcast. I've been looking for one with a format like this. I'll be subscribing. Thanks, Jack. It's, again, great to know that a lot of you, well, two of you so far, have shared that you like this format. So I'm gonna stick to it then. I also received my first review in my first iTunes review. I think you can only see it in the US iTunes store. So if you're not in the US, you may not be able to see the review in the iTunes store. So I'll tell you basically what my first and only iTunes review says. It was not good. I got a 1-star rating, and the person basically said that they thought the podcast was creepy and not relaxing. And I was and am, bummed out by that review, but I'm definitely not upset or angry with the person, or don't think the person should not have left that review. I think that whispering and whether or not you like to hear someone whisper is very subjective. Like, I don't think everyone would enjoy a podcast of someone whispering. So I do actually think their feedback is helpful to others. I don't think people should expect that if they've never heard, someone whisper in a recording to them, that they're going to love it. I think some will like whispering and some won't like whispering. I think my only concern is that my iTunes reviews are not very balanced. I think I would prefer, well, I would prefer to have more balanced perspective of people who do like it, to balance those that don't like it, because that would set up the most realistic expectation for people. Because if they're all just, you know, one star, then no one's even going to try this podcast or other whisper podcasts. And that'd be a shame, because they can be helpful for some people. So just one small request would be that if you could put a review on iTunes of this podcast, then I think that would be a better balance of opinions. And if you're not sure how to do that, I think it's easy if you're on, or if you have an iPhone or an iPad. You just open up the Apple podcast app and you search for the podcast, and then you tap the word reviews, and then you tap the words write a review. On a computer or laptop, or on a desktop computer or a laptop computer, I think you would have to go to the iTunes store. So you might have to have iTunes, the software program iTunes, loaded onto your computer, so you could do it that way. And for Android, I have no idea. I don't know how you would write a review of a podcast in iTunes on an Android device. So if anyone figures that out or knows how to do that, then let me know and I'll share it with everyone else. If you do that, then thank you. And now on to the Meta Chat. The Meta Chat is where I chat about something to do with this podcast, which is either feedback from you and or updates I have about something about the podcast. So first I'll share I have an update, and if you've listened to all the episodes so far, you will notice that the first episode did not start off with any music, and then the second episode had a certain kind of music, and then the third episode had piano music, and I think this episode will also have the same piano music from the third episode. What I want to share is why I changed the music. I initially liked that music at the start of episode 2 when I was choosing it. And then after I published the episode, and I listened to it kind of just on my iPhone instead of on my computer with headphones on. It sounded too shrill, so I don't know if anyone else noticed that or thought that it was very high-pitched music, and I try to be very conscious that everything about the podcast should be relaxing. And if I found the music not relaxing, then you might have also. Now, if you've just started listening to this podcast and you download episode 2, you actually won't hear that shrill music anymore. So what I did was, I pulled down that episode and I took off that shrill music, and then I reposted that episode with the piano music that was in episode 3. So, everything I said before, this might have been confusing. If you heard piano music at the start of episode 2. So anyway, that's information for people that have noticed that the music has changed. Alright, I received another email from David, and it was on Tuesday. So on Tuesday, I opened up my email inbox. I saw an email from David had arrived that day, and he pointed out that he did not see that episode 3 was available on iTunes. And I was confused, because I had put the new episode, made it available to iTunes on Saturday, and I had seen it pop up on my phone for how I get my podcasts. I wasn't sure if maybe he was confused. So I immediately went directly to iTunes, and it turned out he was right. I was shocked. I was like, oh no, what happened? What did I do wrong? And then I checked Stitcher, and I checked TuneIn Radio, and I checked my Downcast app on my phone. So these are all other places that my podcast appears. And episode 3 was available on all those. So I was so confused, because David was right. And I was so grateful that he'd pointed that out. Because if anyone else was getting their podcast directly from iTunes, then they weren't seeing it also. So first off, you know, my apologies for anyone that was looking for the podcast over the weekend, which is when I have been posting it. And then Tuesday arrived, and they still didn't see it. So here's what I did. And this might be helpful for anyone else that has a podcast. So here's a podcast tip. So the first thing I did after confirming that David was 100% correct was I went to the Apple community forums. So this is obviously some forums run by Apple. And I scrolled through there for the, there's an area just about podcasting. And sure enough, there were all these other podcasters complaining that their feeds, their podcast feeds, weren't updating. So it seemed like at that point that the problem was on Apple's end. And there was advice in there to email, to send an email to Apple. And I think I didn't write down the email for that. I didn't write it down to share it on this podcast, but I think it was like podcast support at apple.com. I sent an email right away to podcast support and let them know that my podcast feed was not refreshing. And then I went into my Apple account to where I can manage my podcasts that I submit to iTunes. The place is called Podcast Connect. So that's where you submit podcast feeds to Apple. And I found a button in there that just, it just refreshes the podcast feed. So I didn't know if that would help, so I clicked that. And in a couple hours, I noticed now my, all the episodes, the latest episode, was appearing on iTunes. And it didn't show up right away for David. So I think what happens is, once it takes a while for all the servers throughout, you know, what it, wherever you are, you know, your country and the world, they all don't refresh at the same time. So it took probably a couple hours for me, and then soon after, for David. So that's the story, in case anyone was wondering of where was episode number 3. Hopefully, by the end of Tuesday, everybody could access it. So thank you, David, for alerting me to that. And if anyone else, you know, sees any problem with the podcast being available, go ahead and reach out and let me know, because there might be something I can do to fix it. Okay, oh, I got some more feedback. I received a comment on episode 3, and this was from Michael. So, thank you, Michael, for tapping the click here to comment. Here's what Michael said. Everything about this podcast is great. Like others have said, the left to right whispering sounds great. The different sections of the show make it easy to use each episode many nights in a row. Well, this, Michael, thank you, because you reminded me to do left and right whispering, which is ironic, because even though I was prepared to read your feedback, and I was thinking, okay, I have to remember to do left to right whispering at the start of the podcast also, I still forgot. It's great when you all remind me to do that. because I keep forgetting. So, thank you, Michael. And thank you to anyone else that reminds me, that will encourage me to keep using my left and right microphones. And tonight's fade out is definitely going to be a lot of left and right microphones. So there will be some good left and right microphone use. It's just that I do want to do it more throughout the whole episode. So I'll try to be better at remembering to do that. And I received my second review on iTunes from Jack Steele. And thank you, Jack. And I'll read his review into the right microphone. This is an extremely relaxing podcast. By far, my favorite ASMR-related podcast I've found so far. So that was great to see that up there. In the last episode, I shared how the first written review I received on iTunes was 1 star, and the person did not like the podcast, obviously. So, Jack, you have helped balance that out. I now have 2 written reviews. I have the bad 1 star, and I have Jack's wonderful, so he gave me 5 stars. So I have a 1-star review and a 5-star written review. So thank you, Jack. And if anyone else wants to help make that a better balance, then it'd be great if you could post a review on iTunes. And if anyone figures out how to do it on Android, I still have, I don't know how someone would write an iTunes review from an Android mobile device. So if anyone figures that out, let me know, and then I'll share those instructions in a future episode.